Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to the Empowerment Network and Empowerment 365. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's your main man, Marvin Rohn, coming to you live. Today, we have a shortened version of our show due to technical difficulties. We're going to get right to it. Today, we're talking about becoming the great people that we were born to be, becoming the great people that we were born to be. And we know that we have gone through situations and circumstances in this country, and we're going to look at what we need to do as a group, as a collective, as a community to come together to become the great people that we were born to be. We have been enslaved, we have been segregated, we have been marginalized, and we have been divided. And so when we look at ourselves and look at our relationships and what we need to do, we need to come up with a platform, and we need to come up with an agenda that says we will now decide what our fate will be. We will decide what it is that we will do to determine how our lives will be. Here's the deal. We have to focus on educating our children. We have to have a political agenda. We have to have an economic agenda. And we have to have agendas that cross all lines that tie us together in one solid coalition or one solid group, regardless of religion or political beliefs or sexual orientation. We talked about land and how land is the basis for all economic independence. We talked about money management and how we need money to operate. But if you don't have all of the other things in place, good relationship between males and females, positive relationships as we continue to move forward in terms of good leadership, right? And a system that's going to educate our children, but also bring our families together, right, as we come together on one accord. So here's the deal. We're going to talk. We're going to open the lines, and we're going to get this discussion started. Again, be lean of expression because we don't have that much time, but we're going to talk about the issues that we face. We're going to open the lines now, and I'm going to ask the callers to talk to me. 365 days of motivation and empowerment. If you have noise in the background, please mute your background noise now. Callers, talk to me. The lines are open. 6389, talk to me. 0946, talk to me. 4358, talk to me. The lines are open.
Well, this is your co-host, Sam.
Hey, Sam, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful, my brother. Yes, man, I tell you, in the midst of this pandemic, we need to really be serious as a people. It seems like this thing has taken on a specific focus where it's ravishing black communities. And I guess there's some reason, some factors into that. Number one, because we comprise a lot of the essential jobs, and we also are victims of a lot of the illnesses such as diabetes and heart conditions and things like that. And so there's been more people that have died through this pandemic than Katrina. In New Orleans. So that shows you something, as well as in New York and Chicago. So I don't know why this thing chooses to attack people of color, but it's doing that. And it's no joke. It's no joke. That's all I got to say.
Well, we talked in our earlier shows with Dr. Guy about the health disparities, and so we know that we have health issues. And so we know this virus is going to attack individuals with health issues. So we're going to have to do our best to start getting in shape, looking at our diet, looking at those things that we know we need to do in terms of health, fitness, taking care of your body, right, putting the right food in. And I call it Drew diet, rest, exercise, and water. If you exercise every day, have a good, healthy, clean diet, drink plenty of water, and get your rest, you should be perfectly fine. Your immune system will be stronger, you'll be healthier and more fit. Again, how are we going to become the great people that we were born to be? The lines are open. Talk to me, Carla. We'll start with 0946. What do you have for us? All right, how about 4358? Talk to me, Carla.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing fine. This is Brother George.
Hey, Brother George. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me and picking up from last evening. Begin to turn to ourselves for solutions to these problems and stop looking for the overall society to do something to help us out. You know, we have to begin to educate our own children, and we have to start at a very young age, you know, in conditioning them to behave and to aspire to achieve certain things, because once you put a seed inside of a child, ultimately that seed will germinate and they will begin to answer our prayers through their actions. But you have to put that in them to want to aspire towards self-reliance. And I'm not saying that that's an easy goal for us, but the first thing we have to do is to start out by attempting to look to ourselves for solutions to problems. And, you know, I mean, it's a lot that's out there, you know, because I heard the brother speak about the pandemic. But we can't let a pandemic stop us from moving towards our goals, you know, because it might be an African American or more that comes up with the solution or the cure or the anti to this virus anyhow, you know. But to become a great teacher, brother, excuse me, go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying that's absolutely true. We have to educate our children to begin with. Right, and I think that's the foundation, right, for passing it on to the next generation. I got a whole lot of background noise coming from somewhere. If you're not speaking, can you please mute your line? And as your turn come along, we'll invite you in. But, brother, you're exactly right. We need to have, again, a vision for the future that involves looking at what we're doing in terms of educating our kids and having an agenda that works for them. What are your thoughts?
Are you still speaking to me?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, my thoughts are is that even if we start out on a small scale, you know, having little classes and little sessions with our children, taking them out on field trips and showing them different things, taking them to the African Museum and taking them to the science museums, just doing a multitude of things so that we can get back control of our children's minds. Because the school system only does what it's supposed to do. And the school system is designed to condition us as a people to be the lowest realm or lowest class in this society, and that's why we are. You know, it's not an accident that we end up with the least paying jobs and we end up with the least opportunity and the least educated. It's because that's what the system is designed for us to be. And so we have to cease that. And we have to start aspiring and reading more and encouraging our children to read more and start reading more of the right material, like the truth about our accomplishments. You know, people who don't know what they've accomplished in the past, I mean, it's obvious that they're going to be victims in the future because we feel like we can't do nothing. And we are very capable of doing whatever it takes for us to be successful as a people. We're very capable of doing that. You know, so, I mean, that's my immediate response to your question.
Okay. Let me bring some other callers in. The line is open. Callers, what do you have?
I'd like to say I agree with what the brother was saying about our children. But I think one of our biggest challenges is, as Black people, we seem to have more solidarity around our purpose and our not our purpose, around our problems and our pain, where we need to have more solidarity around our purpose. And you talked about vision, and as the scripture says, that without a vision, the people perish. And one of the probably the most challenging thing that we have to do as adults is that when it comes to our children are a reflection of our mindset as adults. And so the change has to start with us. We have to become the change that we want to see. And so if we have pumped into our children's mindset that money and education is everything, and don't get me wrong, those are things that you tools that you need. But who do children believe that they are? Who do we believe that we are? When we look into our children's eyes, what do our children see when we look into their eyes? Do we think they're a failure because they only have a certain type of job or a certain type of education? And so I think we have to really focus on that as a Black people in this country, we have all been colonized, which means that we all have these things inside of us that have told us that we're not good enough. And how do you overcome that? You know, that I'm not good enough. And we're the only culture that literally has to become something before we're something, opposed to just being important because we are. You know, my child is a blessing just because, you know. And so I think that in this pandemic, once again, we are reminded that we bind around problems and pain. And I think that if we could discover what our purpose is, and one of the greatest purposes that we have, if we have children, is to be a mother and to be a father to that child. And what does that look like? Because one of the things that we sometimes try to substitute is giving them things opposed to giving them ourselves. But if we have not reconciled our own deep-seated inadequacies, we will unconsciously transfer that to the child. And I'll just end with this. Those things that are not transformed will be transferred. And so I would just like to end with that.
Thank you. Well, we got about 30 seconds left in this segment. If you guys will call back in about 10 minutes to finish this segment, I'd appreciate it. Again, Stan, are you there? Okay, well, we'll close out this segment. Thank you all for calling.
I'm sorry, I had it on mute.
5 minutes. We're going to do another segment, but thank you all for calling in. The number is still the same, 845-277-9250. Call right back at about 2:30, and we're going to pick up the second segment. Thank you all for calling, and we'll keep the empowerment going. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. Your main man, Marvin Rohn, and Stan McIntyre.
in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long